B-Pod Studios.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. KISS 95.1.
Now we were voted best morning show thanks to Elevate Magazine. And one of the things we hear from you guys is that you love Confession Wednesday. And Confession Wednesday is kind of weird because it's not something that we can do without you. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same with War of the Roses. We get so many War of the Roses requests that we can keep doing that. But we need your confessions at 704-570-9595. Like Roy said, it could be lighthearted.
Yeah, it could be something serious. It's free therapy. As we're in our Planet Fitness judgment-free zone studios, to kick things off with Confession Wednesday, we go to Nicholas and Matthews. What would you like to confess?
Good morning. I got a good one for you guys. I had a boss that claimed to always be a ladies' man and wanted to be a man.
Wow.
KY.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Nicholas. Hold on a second. I had to dump you. You got to work with us a little bit here. You know what I mean? There's kids in the car. I appreciate your...
You attempted to beat around the bush, but you really didn't beat around the bush.
You
know what I'm saying?
You got real close to the bush still.
Okay, so you put a doll of a non-person in the boss's car.
Yes.
Okay. And
a lightsaber and a bottle.
Okay.
Let's just leave it at that. Let's go to. Thank you so much for confessing.
But I
want to
know what happened. Did somebody get fired? The boss.
You know what? Go ahead. You fall down this rabbit hole.
Wondered for about 3 years. As a matter of fact, he's calling me right now.
you in trouble?
In fact, no. They married. All right, God. Here's another confession about a boss. Hopefully, it's.
All right. Anonymous in Huntersville.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for letting me on.
Uh-huh.
So I've been holding on to this secret for about 5 years, and things are just getting really bad, so I guess it's time to confess about it. I lied about my boss sexually harassing me so that he would get fired.
Whoa. So he never harassed you at all?
No, it's not true. He didn't harass me. But I wanted to get his job, so I made a lie about him groping me in the break room, and he got let go.
Wow.
Did he defend himself?
No, he didn't. He just kind of took it because I guess maybe he had done it to somebody else.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
In the office.
So was there a rumor about that? Is that why you jumped on that bandwagon? Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, if you wanted him fired, that's a hell of a lie.
But I mean, why would you pick that one?
Did he have that reputation?
Well, we were both up for the same job, and I wanted the job so bad, and I had heard that he had flirted with one of the other gentlemen in the office.
Okay.
Do you still have the job?
I do, and I absolutely hate it. I kind of regret doing this in the first place.
So the boss gets, you said how long ago was this?
This is 5 years ago.
So do you have any idea what's going on in his world now?
All I heard that his wife left him and now his two kids won't even talk to him.
Oh my gosh. So do you think can you write this or?
Write the wrong?
I feel bad about it, but at the same time, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, it's a judgment.
Sorry.
It's a judgment-free zone, Anonymous. You said you've been holding on to it, and you started off by saying you feel real bad about it. Now, all of a sudden, you're saying you got to do what you got to do. But I guess karma, Loren, is he hates the job after he did that.
I got to pay the bills, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Anonymous.
If you want to get your confession on, call in at 704-570-9595. Just remember there's kids that listen to this show.
Try and work with us this morning on Confession Wednesday.
confession to make.
Go on. It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Yes, 95.1.
It's true. You just had a confession not long ago that a guy faked a story about being sexually harassed by his boss to get him fired so he could take his job.
And there's comments coming in. One is saying that that dude really ruined that boss's life because he's no longer married and now he can't see his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another comment that came in and said there's probably more going on with just the with the marriage. Like he shouldn't, the confessor.
Like one isn't related to the other.
Kind of. Yeah. Like the confessor shouldn't be concerned about ruining a marriage.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I just know if my husband got let go for a sexual harassment issue, it would put stress on our marriage, sure. Whether it was true or not.
And I mean, you would have to side, you know, you'd have to look at all the facts.
Right.
Peel back all the layers and decide who you want to side with. I mean, it's easy to side with your husband, but you can also look at the facts and be like, honey, I can't.
Right.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I know that, you know, as a minister, through good times and bad, but still.
Yes, I am an ordained minister from an online church in California. That is very true.
Right. You've married people.
But you would be very upset with your significant other, A, that, you know, they were harassing somebody, because that, you know, to me, like, that's the first step in cheating in general. Like, obviously, that's not consensual, but, like, you're putting yourself out there to get somebody's attention. Mm-hmm. So I would have a problem with that. Then you lost your job. Then we're sitting here looking at each other like...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What's going on with our marriage? One thing would lead to another to
domino.
Another for me.
Domino effect, yeah. Well, not every confession needs to be as deep as that one.
Yeah, this is going to be a little bit more of a sillier one. Let's talk with Anonymous in Rock Hill. What would you like to confess?
Good morning. Yeah, that last one was kind of heavy, huh?
Yeah.
I've been holding on to this one for about 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to go to an in-house after-school daycare when I was a kid, and one day I wrote on their carpet, I wrote cat. So I changed literally how I write because they were like, okay, everyone get out a piece of paper and write cat. We're going to find out who wrote on the carpet. So, you know how sometimes print A's have the little hook over the top of the A on a lowercase A?
Uh-huh.
So I write my A's like that. I started it that day. Way back then when I was a kid, to get out of getting in trouble for writing on the carpet, some other kid got punished for writing on the carpet, and it was me.
You're a smart kid to figure that out, to change your handwriting.
And still to this day, I write my A's like that. So.
Really committed.
So every time you write an A, do you think of that?
Sometimes, yeah. I thought it was really funny.
That's pretty funny because when I was younger, probably first grade, I had a sister. I went to a Catholic school, so I had a sister, a nun, as a teacher, and I couldn't write my E's very well. So she told me to write a C, okay, and then just hook the E onto it,
mm-hmm.
like make a C, mm-hmm. and then take your pen off
line to line. Yeah,
but it's two motions.
Yeah.
So that's how I write my E. And every time, well, not every time, but a lot of times when I write my E, I think of this nun.
Still? Do you
yes.
still write it like that?
Yes. That was probably 1980.
You write that's your awesome. E's by drawing a C?
Let me show you how I write, because my name is Steve.
I
so
get
I'm
it.
So I'm showing Roy.
Oh, that's, I don't like that.
I don't like it either, but Sister Marie or whoever it was taught me to
do it. Wait, what did you do? You made two C's and then went back and like,
no,
you
he literally
cross
draws,
your T's, you do it like that?
I'll show you video, Anonymous. We'll post this up on our story at the MRL show so you can see my crazy writing.
All right.
You
have a great day.
You too. Well, don't look at me like that.
I
feel
it's
ostracized
that weird.
Now.
I don't
Thank
think
you,
it's
Loren.
That strange.
It's not you. It's this one.
Yeah, you're weird. That's strange.
Oh, man. Thank you, Roy. Thanks, everyone who confessed, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.